lawn of the Stratford Arms Hotel. And what under the sun is Max doing? He has the taxi cab backed up on the lawn, the hind wheel jacked up, the tire off, and he's trying to put on a long belt that runs through the basement window.
Hey, come on. Give a little more, will you? Hey, what is this? This thing don't work. Hey, Daddy! Daddy, a little more belt!
Yes, there ain't any more.
Huh?
Back her up some more, man.
Well, we can't. We gotta have clearance.
We said anything about clearance. We better get this belt on, don't we?
Oh, are you smart, Daddy? Say, boy, you get smarter every day. Hey, Rube, come on, back her up some more. Hey, Rube! Rube!
Oh, is that lazy loafer going to sleep again?
You better go see.
Yeah. Hey, Rube! Rube!
Oh, that's the trouble. Hiring organized labor to get temperamental.
What's your trouble?
Oh, he ain't here.
Well, where is he?
I don't know. I guess he got temperamental because we're using baby this way.
We ain't using baby this way. We ain't using baby at all if we don't get this bet on.
Well, we got to move something, that's what. Say, can we move something down there, Daddy?
Can't you move something up there?
Up. Hey, are you looking for an argument?
No, Max, but it looks to me like it'd be easier to move the taxi cab down here than be to move the bottling works up there.
Well, we got ourselves into a bad predicament. Now, let me think a minute. Wait a minute.
Hey!
Don't strain yourself, Max.
Mr. Tilly to you.
Ain't you got that belt on yet?
Yeah, we got it on, but we took it off to take it up a couple of notches.
That belt looks too short to me.
Daddy, he got it. Boy, this boy Rube's quick on the trigger.
Oh, say, you can't fool me. What's he trying to do there anyway?
And you answer him, Daddy, will you? I got to think.
I already think. Max, we got to get the bottling works and the taxi cab closer together.
Boy, say, are you smart, Daddy? You go up ahead of Rube. Boy, what a class.
All right, then. Why do you give out with ideas?
Say, that's my line. Now, wait a minute. Let me think. Now, wait a minute. Well, say, maybe you're right, Daddy. Maybe you're right.
Yeah, well, of course I'm right. You better move the taxi cab back further on the lawn or get along the best.
Yeah, that's
no,
right.
Mr. Carter says you can't run baby on the front lawn.
Carter says? Hey, who cares what Carter says? Say, I'm hiring you. Now start that motor. Just a minute, Daddy.
Can't do it.
But, well, why can't you? Say, you want me to fire you?
Carter gives me all the business from the hotel, and I got to be systematic.
Systematic. Say, even I know that you got to be diplomacy, not systematic. Say, what are we going to do with Rube, Daddy?
Well, I guess we're licked off the front lawn.
Yeah.
We'll bring baby around the back, and we can put the belt on through the back window.
Yeah, I guess we got to do that. Belt's too short here anyway. Otherwise, Rube, I wouldn't stand for it. I won't have Carter telling my employees what to do. All right, Rube. Now, hide that piece of junk around the back and get going. Here's the belt, Daddy. And we'll put it through the back window, just as you say.
No, I've never seen such people. They don't know their own minds.
Well, never mind what we know. Just keep going. Come on now, get it going. Work it.
Hello, Max. Oh. I've got something very nice for you.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, say, what is this, Stuart? Boy, and it's all wrapped up in nice paper, too. Say, this ain't my birthday or something.
No, not quite, silly. Just remember.
No.
The fourth month of our wedding anniversary. You forgotten?
Oh, sure. You know, it's this motor business for the bottling works that got me off today. Well, just for that, you're going to get...
Oh, Max, your hands are all greasy.
I can't miss a chance like that because I get greasy hands, you know.
Why don't you open the package?
Oh, sure. Oh, no, here, you do it, will you, Mary? I'll get grease all over it.
All right.
How's everything going, Pop?
Well, it's coming along all right now.
That's good.
I'll get it started in just about a minute, will
you? Yeah, all right. Hey.
Oh, wait, now, just a second. I've got things balled up somewhere.
What's the matter?
Holy Moses, Max, he's working. Come on in.
Well, I can't just yet. Mary's got a present here for me.
A present? What for?
Well, stick your head out of that window and see. Hey, hurry up, Mary, and I'll wrap it.
Oh, all right. Here you are. How do you like that?
Oh, a muffler. Boy, it's pretty, Mary.
But what's you getting a muffler for this time of year? It's loving time, not freezing time.
Yeah, Mary, it is pretty. It's purple and green, but what's it for?
The first thing is, it isn't purple and green. It's violet with yellow-green design that's a bargain for next winter.
Well, still purple to me, Mary. Hey, some class to me now, Pops. Mufflers in May, cows in the hay. Hey, am I gay?
Ooh.
Boy, that's pretty good for a guy who never wrote poetry, am I?
Oh. I'll never never buy you an anniversary present again.
Well, if it's going to get poetical, you better get hey, hey, hey down here to this bucking works, Max. How's you going there, Rope?
Hiya, Max.
Oh, well, what's eternal springtime doing with a muffler this time of the year? Huh. I just been courting my wife all over again for the season. And here's Max Kelly all rolled up in mothballs. Say, what's the idea?
Would you do that to a present your wife bought you, Danny?
I mean, well, all I've done was put it on to show how pretty I look.
Eternal springtime and greasy overalls.
Huh?
An axle grease face, dirty brown hands, and all tied around the neck with a purple yellow ribbon.
Danny Stratford, for the eighth time, that scarf is not yaller, nor is it purple. Never saw such colorblind people.
That's right, anyway, it's all the same. Purple and yaller, purple and green. Anyway, it don't become Max's present state of messiness.
I should take that scarf and go right home.
No, you don't. Now, hey, come on down here, all you orange boys. We need you.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, the bottling works is going. Hey, come on, follow the leader around the back door.
Okay, we'll all get to work.
Hey, what is this, marathon?
Well, I give you the bottle of it.
Oh, how grand. At last we're getting started. Hey,
isn't it swell?
Yeah, isn't it?
Hey, what you doing up there, Pop?
Come on now, you fellas. Help me. Don't stand there with your mouths open. Throw some green buttons in your ass. Oh, Luke, give me some more gas. Hey,
thanks, sir.
I guess
you didn't know. Boy, look, Mary boy. He's busy. That's Sally. Sure, I'll help you, Pop.
Hey, we got no more bottles.
No bottles? No, they're all gone.
Well, where'd you get these days off?
What?
Where'd you get these days off?
What?
Where'd you get these days off?
What?
Where'd you get these days off at a sale?
Why, they were the old bottles out of sarsaparilla works. Gosh, I forgot about bottles.
Well, we can't run a bottling works without bottles.
Right.
Ain't that the truth? No bottles, no bottling works.
Hey, I gotta do something quick about this. Bottles. Hey, where do you buy bottles in town?
Yeah, they don't carry bottles in this town. Nobody bottles.
Well, what about Handy's hardware store?
No, he's only got fruit jars. Not bottles for bottling headquarters.
Dang it, Max. How do we ever begin to bottle?
Oh, now that's going to hold us up. And it's really my fault. After all, I'm president of this corporation. I shall send for bottles right away.
Yeah, but where?
Hey, wait a minute. I got a great idea. Wait a minute. It's about to percolate in my intellectum. Hey, where's the phone?
I think I got it, all right.
Yes, sir. I think we got it. Operator.
Hey, give me the kitty clinic, will you?
Of course I know the number, but I can't remember it.
Well, come on. I'll be a good gal and find it for you, Maggie, huh?
That's right. Ball to our play on.
Stop talking like that to the telephone operator.
He's going to get his face black one of these days.
Hello, Doc Benson. Well, listen, put him on, will you? 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 Yeah. Hello, you old pepper roller.
Say, is that any bottles over there?
No. I don't want any nursing bottles. I want big ones. Quart bottles. Huh? You got bottles in your basement.
I thought you might have.
Well, that ain't any good.
I want them, of course.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll have to see. Well, I'll send Daddy Stafford right over. And don't you keep him over there to give him a pill, you old horse doctor.
All right. Come on. Give up, Daddy.
Right, here I go, folks. I'll bring back a whole truckload of bottles.
Okay.
Hey, we need something else, I just thought of.
Something else. Now what's wrong?
Hey, you're not going to dig up some more trouble, are you, Danny?
Not a bit. But we got everything now, but one thing.
Yeah?
We got to have a salesman in Chicago to sell the stuff.
Salesman? Hey, I never thought of that.
Now, wait a minute. Don't stop me. We got to have a salesman who knows this water, one who isn't afraid of people, and who's presentable to important people.
Yes.
And one who wants to get places and who isn't afraid to work. Mary, I want that job. Come on, send me to Chicago to sell the first order. And if I make good, and well, you keep me there. Or else I'll resign and come right back home. Now, please, Mary, this is the one chance I've been waiting for. A chance to show my stuff, to get away from this town and do something. And I know the water, I know the people in back of it, and I know I can sell it, Mary.
Danny, I believe you can sell it.
Yeah.
I honestly believe you can sell our health water, and I'm in favor of you going.
Well.
Have you any objections, Max?
Well, me, sir. I think it's a great idea. Give Danny a chance to see the city. But be careful of the big city, Danny.
Oh, you kids sell that. Danny, it's a deal.
Oh, Mary, you don't mean it. Oh, boy. The chance of my lifetime. Oh, the wait. Well, here, I got to go tell Phyllis. Well, where is she? Well, I got to go home. I'm going to Chicago.
Oh, isn't that fine, Max?
Yeah.
You know, a little birdie tells me Danny at last has found his calling.
And did that little birdie tell you in the other ear, Mary, you're an awfully smart businesswoman?
Oh, huh? Max. Just add to that eternal springtime title another title for yourself. The Eternal Kidder.
Oh,
here, Max, you read it. I... I don't know what to say about this.
Let me see. Mary Stubborn, you ought to be in pictures here again. Stop. I need you, Mary. Stop. Can't replace you. Stop. The rushes in my last picture terrible. Will you come back for just one more picture? Stop. $25,000. Wire at once. Paul Cranshaw, Hollywood.
Oh, holy Moses, Max. I forgot to take something to get the bottles in. Where's Danny? Hey, what's up? You got bad news?
No, Daddy. No.
No, Daddy. I guess you and me got to run the bottling work. Mary and Danny will likely be going away.
Will Mary return to Hollywood? That's the first thought in every one of our minds, I'll bet. And it's an important one for our friends in Sanders. Now with the bottling works going, makeshift equipment as it is, and if Danny finds the bottles from the Kitty Clinic basement satisfactory, we can expect big doings from now on down there in the basement of the Stratford Southern Arms Hotel. Listen tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of Mary Southern, brought to you by the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.